Burning Man working.
This is Don Reed. I'm a police reporter. You're riding in the back seat of car 5-6, a detective unit just reporting in service on the night watch. You're going along with us tonight. Just where? Your guess is good as mine. However, remember, the people you hear are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to car 5-6 on patrol and your police recorder, Don Reed.
Patrol 1 to 5-6, your location?
5-6 to 1, we're southbound on Jefferson, approaching Raymond Boulevard.
1 to 5-6, in front of 1085 Parker Drive, that's 1085 Parker Drive, a 214 now in progress. Advise if you need further assistance, code 3.
5-6 to 1, 10-4.
Off in response to that call. A 214 in progress means there's a fight going on at that location. Now we've kicked on our sirens, moved the traffic over to allow us to get there as soon as possible. We're rolling code 3. That's red light and siren. As you can well imagine, in a deal like this, every second counts. As I look ahead, watching that siren clear a path for us, I can't help but remember what a veteran detective told me the other day. He said something about chasing a hold-up suspect with a gun never bothered him, but running code 3 scared him to death. But I look ahead, I can well appreciate his point of view. There's the siren. Really getting the treatment out of that siren. We'll be there in just a matter of seconds. Should be on the next corner. Yes, apparently that's it. Several people running from the cafe on the corner, sliding into a stop. There's a fight going on, but our view is blocked for the most part by a milling crowd. Sergeant's out of the car and waiting in, so let's get going over there.
Out of the car? Okay, here's the picture. Man down in the street, a woman is on top of him, beating him over the head with the heel of her shoe. Another police unit's rolled in. Officer Ross is giving us a hand to escort her to the police car. She's putting up a struggle. It's necessary to handcuff the prisoner.
Kill me!
You get in the police car here.
I will. I'll be glad to, but I want to kill him. I'm going to kill myself because I got nothing to live for. You understand that? Photographers. I read it all the time. Photographers. Take that picture. Wait a minute. Give me my
purse. Get your purse. Get out of the way here.
All right, we have the subject under control now. Let's check out the victim. She got a pulse?
Yeah, she's got a pulse. It's pretty fast right now. He's breathing, all right? Uh-huh. We're waiting. The ambulance comes in now. It's on its way.
I see. Apparently, he was pretty badly beaten up. Well, that woman over in the car is certainly letting loose a barrage here, isn't she?
Sure is.
What'd you say, lady?
Well, the sergeant's going over to check on a witness. Let's go back to the car where the prisoner is being held for a moment.
Honey, don't bring my glasses, I know.
Use your glasses. You want me to take your glasses
off?
Will
you take them for me?
Sure, well.
Please do.
All right.
And how my husband is so... Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I like about you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we'll take
my
care of your glasses.
It was sniggy.
Ma'am. Excuse me just a moment, ma'am.
All right.
Find out what happened now.
Well, we were over here, and we just looked across the street, heard all this argument, and the lady and another guy were there, and this guy was probably had an argument. I don't know if it's his wife or not, but anyhow, the next thing you know, she tried to get in and slug him. He pushed her away. He didn't hit her.
That's the fellow on the ground?
Yeah, he just pushed her, and she fell on her. She's loaded.
Excuse me, that woman's out again. Well, here we go again. The prisoner is out of the car, and the sergeant, however, has her under control. Once again, there's putting her in the back seat of the car.
What happened here tonight?
Well, I come here to want a drink, and we had several drinks, and I ran into a fellow I knew, and then he got mad, and we had a couple more drinks, and then that's what happened, that's all. That's what happened.
had to drink tonight.
I had four Red Bulls.
How come you were hitting this fellow with your shoe?
And he hit my husband, that's why.
Well, what were you doing out with him?
I still love my husband. He was sitting in the bar, and he was talking to us, and I was sitting with him. And then I said, I love my husband. I said, I love him, but he don't.
If you love your husband, how come you're out with another man?
I wasn't out with another man. Don't give me that. You went out with him tonight.
How did you get into a fight with this fellow over here in the
bar? Because he was in the bar room sitting here, and he come up and asked me to dance, and I was in here, and I danced with him, and then that's all. I don't know.
Well, how did the fight start?
Then this guy come over, and he says, do you mind if I dance with your wife? And then the fight started, and that's the way it happened. And then I came aside, and that was it.
I still love him. How much have you had to drink?
I still love him. I had five Red Bulls, and I don't care who knows it.
Look, Bill, take this prisoner out into the station, will you? Just get her off the street. We're just attracting a crowd here.
Okay.
Well, walking out here in the middle of the street where Sergeant Perkins is directing traffic, and off in the distance you probably can hear an ambulance rolling in. So, briefly, this is our situation. The woman assailant has been placed in another police unit and is now en route to the station. And in just a matter of moments, we'll have medical aid for the victim lying here on the sidewalk. Now, the siren is coming in pretty loud right now. I just can't talk anymore, so let's just let her roll right on in.
Man's been beaten over the head with his shoe. He's probably got a concussion. Better take him right over to the emergency hospital. The motor officer will follow you over, see everything's okay.
Wow. Well, Sergeant, that was some hassle, huh?
Yeah, this case has a new twist to it.
What do you mean by that?
Remember she was screaming that the reason she was beating this fellow over the head is she was trying to protect her husband?
Yeah. I think everybody for three blocks around heard that.
Well, she made one mistake. The man she was beating over the head was her husband.
You are listening to Night Watch and following a detective unit on its tour of duty. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's cases at the conclusion of The Night Watch. We take you now back to car 5-6, somewhere in the field, and police recorder Don Reed.
5-2 to 5-6, your location.
5-6 to 5-2, we're at Venice and Overland.
So will you meet us at Culver and Overland?
5-6, 10-4.
We're just pulling up to Unit 5-2, waiting for us. Officers Cameron and Good. Let's check this out.
What have you got, Good?
Tonight, a few minutes ago, we got word from a fellow down at the filling station that one of his customers had come in there tonight and that he was packing a .38 special. The fellow said he had a strap to the steering column. He was pretty well under the influence.
Been drinking pretty heavy, huh?
Yes.
What kind of car did he have?
He had a 1950 Ford, two-door, two-tone in color, dark top and tan body.
Did anybody get a license number on the car at all?
No license.
Which way did the car go?
Well, I believe he said he went eastbound on Washington Boulevard at the time.
Okay. Well, we'll go up there right away and talk to the fellow and see if we can't pick the car up. This gun is strapped to the steering column of the car?
Yes, he's got it in a holster, and the holster itself is strapped to the column.
Which gas station is it?
It's the one down on Main and Stanley.
Main and Stanley? Okay, we'll go right over there.
The gas station's right here in the next block. Just up a few hundred yards. As a matter of fact, I can see it right now. On the right-hand side, small, couple of gas pumps, grease rack. Swinging into the drive. Just one attendant, I guess. White uniform.
I'll check that. It used to be a white uniform. Let's get the window down.
Are you the one that gave the uniform officer that information? What was the deal on it?
Well, he had a .38 Pearl handle. Let's say a swing cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was. And he had a tighter on his steering post. It's Victor 54 Victoria, two-tone, Arkansas plate. Slender guy, weigh about 155, 60 pounds. Had a little boy with him. But carrying a gun like that loaded and drinking wine don't add up.
No, it doesn't.
There's been too many holdups, I think. I don't know. But now he's headed in this direction with the boy. He had a bottle of wine laying in the seat. He went to the restroom. I said, "What's that laying in the seat, sonny?" He said, "That's Daddy's cough medicine."
How old's the boy?
A little boy's about, I'd say five, maybe.
If you see him around, why, give me a call, will you?
Sure will.
Thanks very much.
Okay, yeah.
Good night. Go ahead.
5-2 to 5-6. I think we've located the party's car in case you're working on. Location 2900 Farley, 2900 Farley, in the bar's parking lot. It's just across the line in Santa Monica. You might check it out.
Roger, 5-2. We'll roll right down there.
This should be... That should be the cafe, possibly right over there where he is.
Well, he's going to have to take a look at it.
Yeah.
There's the car.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Two-tone job.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, we'll go down the site and we'll take out on him.
Yeah.
Comes back in the car.
I wonder if he's got the kid in the car. I can't see.
He's probably going inside that bar.
I don't suppose he'd take the kid in the bar with him, do you?
I don't know. Any guy carries a gun's likely to do anything.
Yeah, you got a point there. Close enough for, no, I guess we won't get close enough to see if there's anybody in the car.
Keep where he can't see us, but we can see the car.
Yeah.
5-6 to 1, can you read us?
Control 1 to 5-6.
5-6 to 1, we're at 2900 Farley on stakeout in Santa Monica. Would you advise the Santa Monica police that we have the suspect under observation? And he may be armed, and we don't want to try to take him inside. So when he comes out, we may need a Santa Monica unit to assist us in stopping him.
Control 1 to 5-6, we'll notify.
Let's sit back and relax.
Five, six to control when requesting a time check.
Control 1 to 5-6. 1:45 a.m. KMA 394.
5-6-10-4.
You can see him coming out now, isn't it?
Yeah, get him in the car.
Yeah.
Get the little boy with him.
Yeah, can you imagine it? This time of night?
Kids in the car.
Yeah. Well, according to all calculations, he should flip a U-turn right about here.
He should.
If he's going in our direction, I hope he does. Let's see what happens. There he goes. Well, he didn't flip the U. He went straight ahead. Well, we'll pick up the tail since we get into proper position. We'll get this car stopped when we get some uniform officers to join up with us. So that we can... shake this car down. Determine if they got this cylinder. So hold on. Come tail him out. I've got my eye on him. He's just a couple hundred yards ahead. Still got the little boy with him. I can see him bouncing around on the front seat.
Let's get him behind him. 5-6 to 1. We have a Santa Monica unit meet us at Ocean near 18th Street. We're stopping the car now.
Control 1 to 5-6. Well,
on our
night. The suspect is moving his car over the curb, stopping. Getting out of the car, watching the suspect. Sergeant Perkins up identifying himself as a police officer. Let's move in.
So why?
You mean so what? This your car, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you the driver of the car?
No, I haven't been driving this car.
Does the car belong to you?
It belongs to me, yes, sir.
Stand right over there, please.
Suspect, unsteady on his feet. Let's look in the car. Over in the corner, little boy, 4 or 5 years, no jacket, watching every move. Is that a gun in the...
It's a holster.
Holster?
Where's the gun you had?
I have two or three.
You had one tonight.
Yeah. I know. Sorry. Yes, I do. How come you were searching me?
Because we had a complaint that you had a gun in the car. You had it earlier.
Who are you?
I told you, I'm a police officer.
A police officer from where?
City of Culver City.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir.
Badges and identification around. Flashlight. Suspect studying credentials.
You're a sergeant.
That's right.
Oh. Well, that's a good find. I'm a sergeant, too.
Where?
I'm a sergeant where you've never been, I guess. You've probably never been where I've been.
Well, maybe not.
No, sir. I guess you've never been there.
Is that your little boy's with you tonight?
Yes, sir.
How come you take him into all these bars?
Because there's no law against it, is there?
In your condition?
He's with me. He's with his father.
Mm-hmm. Santa Monica officers are coming in, Sergeant.
We've been kidding this guy. He pulled into a gas station in Culver City. We got a call from the gas station there, and he had a gun strapped in the car there alongside of the steering column.
Yeah.
Just beginning to shake the car down. There is a holster there, but there's no gun. This fellow at the gas station said about 10:30 or so tonight while he pulled in the gas station.
Back to the suspect's car. Has the little boy by the hand. Youngster, very nervous. Can't quite make out what's going on.
Well,
if you'll just stand right back in front of the police driver. Back a little bit farther.
Hi, fella.
You're up kind of late, aren't you?
Little fella looks pretty sleepy.
Butch. You want to go home?
Yeah.
How old are you, son?
4 years.
4 years old?
Followed by
look,
let's...
My wife will be throwing a fit.
Wait a minute. Let's get something straight. You're under arrest right now. Now, let's get the boy and get in the car and go with us. You want to lock the car? Fine. If not, we'll impound it. Now, what do you want? You want to lock it up? Well, let's lock it up. Let's go.
Butch?
Come on.
Come on, Sonny.
Well,
oh,
I have my boys
in with you, sir. No good. Now, he's getting rid of it somewhere. It'll take a minute to put him on drunk and contributing as long as he's got the kid with him. Let the day detectives check out the gun angle.
Yeah.
Prisoner up front. Handcuffed. We're in the back with the little boy. He's wide awake, holding onto my arm. Now, let's get back to police headquarters.
Why do you carry a gun?
I shot a couple of foxes. Back home in Arkansas, I carried my gun with me all the time because we have foxes and they're rabid. They're rabid. They're carrying germs, disease, and they bite the stock. I don't know what's the matter with you.
Just relax.
56 in with one. Booking door, please.
Control 1-5-6, clear for booking. AMA 394.
We're located now at the booking desk here at headquarters. It's now 3:15 a.m. and we've just finished booking the prisoner.
How you feel, Butchie?
All right. That's wonderful. What is your name, sir?
My name is Perkins.
Perkins?
That's right.
This is Sergeant Perkins over here, Butchie. He will take you home. Right.
Stay right here, Butch. Stay right here, little fella. Back in a moment.
Heading in the cell block for the prisoner. Taylor is opening the door for us. Prisoner's placed in the cell. Secure.
Butch. Good night, Butch.
Bye-bye, Bruce.
Through the door. Back on the booking desk again.
Okay, let's go in and see if we can find Mommy. Mommy?
Up the walk. Small house. Surrounded by trees. It's very dark. Door is always wide open.
Can we talk to you now, please? Police officers.
I'm Sergeant Perkins from the police department.
Yes.
We have your husband up at the police station.
Yes.
Do you know where he's been all night?
No, I don't. With my boy, I've just been...
Well, he's been in a bar from about 11 o'clock on. He's had the boy with him. 2:15, he finally came out of the bar with the boy. He felt a little bit unusual the boy be up this time of night.
Well, yes, of course it is. He was supposed to go to a friend's house and come right back. Early this evening.
Does your husband have a revolver?
Yes, but he doesn't have it with him, does he?
Well, we'll have your husband down at the station. And he's booked on suspicion of armed robbery under the circumstances. And also he's booked on contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So you can check with the detectives tomorrow during the day, and they can tell you what the disposition is going to be. He's been drinking pretty much tonight. You think this youngster ought to get to bed?
Well, I do. You want to pass his bedtime. I don't see how he could be awake during this hour, but I guess it's excitement.
Okay, ma'am. If you want to check with him at the Culver City Police tomorrow,
the car,
yes. I'll give you the address where the car is. It's in Santa Monica.
Must be 4 o'clock almost, Sergeant.
Pretty close to it.
It's 20
minutes to 4. 20 minutes to 4? It's so late, I can't even write. Where's the address for the car is? The car is in Santa Monica, but your husband's in Culver City. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night. Oh,
throw your light.
I got a light here. It's okay.
We're all right. Thank you.
Good night.
Big
pardon? I say thank you for bringing my boy home. Here. Oh, wow.
he's following his bird.
Pappy, you better go back inside.
Go back, fella. It's later than you think.
You've been listening to actual cases of your police force in action on The Night Watch. Investigations recorded as they happened. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
In the first investigation tonight, in which the officers found the woman beating her husband over the head with her shoe, the subject was booked for assault, the maximum penalty of which is 6 months in the county jail and a $500 fine. In the final case where the man was reported carrying a gun, as you heard, the investigation revealed he did not have the gun in his possession at the time he was stopped. However, the man was intoxicated and exposing a small child to considerable danger. Consequently, he was booked for intoxication and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. We are presenting the actual events recorded on the night watch with a very definite purpose in mind. Recently, I received a letter from a young lady who stated, as she was walking home, a man jumped from his car and attempted to drag her in. Fortunately, the suspect was frightened off. However, she had listened to Night Watch and remembered our instructions to take the license number and inform the local police department at once. Curious of the final result, we checked with the city involved and found that the suspect had been picked up and incidentally pled guilty to the charge. In such a case as this, it gives meaning to why we are presenting Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have heard on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.